Bossy, Gareth Hall tipped us a winner last week too. Race one, number one, Congressional. His tip for this weekend, Eagle Farm, race seven, number six, Tannhauser. Paying $5.50 through sports bet. So race seven, number six, Eagle Farm. That's his best bet of the weekend. Remember, what are you really gambling with? Thank you, Gareth, host of Giddy Up.
Now, Michelle Bishop, for Anytime Fitness, I'm a bit nervous. I'm a bit nervous because, well, we'll have a sports story, then we'll get into the second topic, which is why I'm sweating a little bit. You're welcome at Anytime Fitness, no matter who you are or what your goals. Let's just recap on the AFL last night, because quite an extraordinary circumstance last night with the Sydney Swans on such a big night. Go scoreless through the first quarter, Michelle, and go on to lose the game to St Kilda.
Yep. They absolutely needed to go harder, but we will get to that shortly. 12-8, 80, 9-12, 66. St Kilda did spoil the party. No milestone victory for Buddy Franklin in his 350th game. Fans, I'll tell you what, there's plenty of them at the SCG, 30,123. And as you've just mentioned, saw the first scoreless opening quarter since 1997. Now, Buddy had the whole family there, his wife Jess and the two kids. He did ask for a low-key affair, but this was nothing compared to his 1,000th goal. That was a bit of a fairy tale. Those scenes were just epic. And obviously the win boosted that. But instead of the opposition, the focus was on them. They broke a long-running lot of losses at the game, a 14-year drought, to be honest, at the SCG. Now, in terms of Buddy's input, he did move to the fourth spot overall on the all-time goal-kicking leaderboard behind Tony Lockett, Gordon Coventry and Jace Dunstall. But a really nice gesture at the end. St Kilda did form a guard of honour for him. He was a little bit embarrassed and sort of didn't want to take part, but he ended up making his way through. And some really moving speeches in the sheds afterwards, but just not the ideal way to celebrate 350 games.
350.
Yeah. Disappointing. Now, Vossi, are you ready for this? Michelle, are you ready for a 70-day physical and mental health challenge?
No, but I'm going to give it a bash. We're going to go hard. It kicks off on July 1, and our listeners on 1170 are being urged to get involved. We've got a stack of presenters from the station who are all committing, the likes of Joel and Fletch, The Missile, Webby, Jimmy, Jaleesa from Channel 10, and she's who convinced me at West Tigers training the other day. She said, come on, you've got to get on board, so I'm going to do it. So we're committing to a 70-day physical and mental challenge. It'll be the push that we all need ahead of the NRL finals, I think. So we are inviting you.
Hang on a second, Michelle. Hang on. No. So we.
Whoa.
So 70 days. Why couldn't we go with the 11 part of the call signal? Like, why can't we just do 11 days rather than 70? Like 11:70, we could do 70 people working. Do 11 days. Not too late to put forward that proposal.
Off the wagon and get back on again.
Well, I need help.
That's a long.
If I'm partaking in this, I need the listeners' help. What should I... This is someone who does next to none, do a lot of gardening and work around home and the warehouse and all of that. But actual doing training is zilcho at the moment. Not proudly so, it just isn't. Just don't have time. What can I do then? What can I do for 70 days? What can I commit to? Listeners, help me, please.
Walk from the lounge to the fridge, from the fridge to the lounge, look, it doesn't actually have to be just physical. It can be a mental sort of thing. So, guys, I'm obviously going to try and go harder at the gym. That's you know, a given. But I've had a real problem. I'm really embarrassed to admit this, but I like Coca-Cola, like the soft drink, Coke. And it's really bad for you. I don't even let my kids drink it. I'm just going to go hard. I'm going to try really hard.
I'm partial to a Coke too.
Ooh.
A really cold Coke. I'm partial to it.
Yep.
So 70 days
without Coke. Saying,
is that the first? Is that our start point, Brandy? For 70 days, we're going to commit to dumping soft drink. Is our first part of the challenge? Going hard, Brandy.
Yeah. Okay. I'll do that. I'm not a massive soft drink fan, so it's not real. I'm not really committing to much.
Well, I thought the way you were talking
about it was. I'm partial to a Coke, only very rare.
Well, I'd have one every second day at the very least. So,
oh, well, you can start there then, big fella.
70
you
days.
You can start right there.
What about the cans I still have in the fridge? Can I get rid of them or are they going to throw them?
No. Your 70 days starts now. You're off Coke. Off the Coke for two.
That's the first one. We're going to find some physical fitness, though. Come up with some ideas. What can I do with a physical fitness capacity as well? 0457-736-736. Michelle, you're welcomed at Anytime Fitness, no matter who you are or what your goals. I might have to look that up a little more seriously. Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks, guys. Go hard.
See you, Michelle. Go
this
hard.
Go hard. sen.com.au/1170 goes hard. Man.
Yeah, man. What have we got ourselves into?